Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Maisros. The third parak begins with a further discussion of the halacha that we have previously mentioned about a chatzer being kovela maisros. In general, we know that the finishing of the processing of produce, nigmar malachto, is what causes kviyos lemaaser, and that's what kicks in the obligation to take trumas lemaaseros and makes it forbidden to eat achilas aroi, even a temporary eating, without taking those maaseros. We also know that if the produce is fully processed, but you intend to bring it home, then that would normally be considered nigmar malachton, and kovea is not kovea until you bring it home. And then the entry into your home or into your chatzer, your yard, is what is koveah. The third parak in Mishnah Aleph discusses a case where the inverse is true, where the processing is not yet complete at the time that the produce enters the yard, because entering the yard is part of getting to the location where the processing will be completed. Hama'avir te'enim b'chatzero liktos. A person is bringing figs, freshly harvested figs, through his yard, and the reason he's doing that is he wants to make them into katsios. Katsios are figs which are cut into pieces and then dried. They're laid out in the area called the muktzeh, which is kind of an alley set aside for the drying of these katsios. Usually, I mean, they could be dried anywhere. Sometimes they're even dried in the field, but typically they would be dried in the muktzeh. And so he's bringing them through the chatzer, but they're not done yet. They still have to be chopped and then dried and then pressed into fig cakes, into tevela. So since it's not yet nigmar malachto, banav ubnei beiso ochlin upaturim. His children and his family members are permitted to eat these figs, achilas aroi, as they're passing through the yard, until their processing is completely finished, until the tevela is pressed. Right, until they're dried, they're cut, and they're dried, and they're pressed. However, he himself is not allowed to eat, because if he eats the figs, the second he starts eating a fig, then he is showing that he has changed his mind, that he is now not going to bring these figs over to be cut and dried and pressed. He's going to eat them because he wants to eat fresh figs, and that would be kovea the whole bunch. So the owner himself can't eat them, but his family could, because they're noshing on the figs as they pass through doesn't change the owner's intent to go cut and press them, cut and dry and press them. Now, what if there are workers working with him, but not working workers who are working with the katsios? We already discussed workers who are working with the katsios in the previous parak, but workers who are doing other stuff. You have a gardener just weeding the flowers in the yard, or you have the cleaning person who's cleaning the house. The workers, your workers around the house. So hapolim she'imo, the workers that are with this guy, but not working with the figs. Bizman she'ein lehem alav mezonos ochlin upaturin. If he does not, now certainly he doesn't owe them figs min haTorah because they're not working with the figs. But sometimes he would put it into the contract. So if it is not in their contract that he has to feed them, so then they are permitted to nosh on the figs, right? Because if they are not owed the food, then it's not a sale, it's a gift. And any figs that they take are just a gift. And a gift is not koveya. Aval, im yesh lem alav mezonos, but if he owes them food, right, as part of their contract is that he's going to feed them, then any food that they eat is part of the contract. And that means that it is a sale. It is equivalent to a sale. And mecher, a sale, is kovea. And therefore, if these workers are owed food, then they cannot eat these figs because that would be make them kovua and obligated to maestro. So they can't eat them achilas aroi.